Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Monday, March 20th, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today we're going to continue to work our way through the Gospel of Luke. Today, reading from Luke chapter 20, verse 39 through 40. And it reads, "Then some of the scribes answered, 'Teacher, you have spoken well,' for they no longer dared to ask him any question." So if you remember, Jesus was in the temple teaching and has been asked about his authority. Then they questioned him about paying taxes to Caesar and then about the resurrection and marriage. And then we get to this verse. God's word and the truth of his word quieted the doubters. They had nothing left to say. And it can do the same today as it did in Christ's time. And we know that it can because it's still the same word. And the nature of man is still the same. Times change and how we apply our nature in that given time changes, but the nature of man doesn't. Yes, we have technology now that Jesus and the apostles didn't, but all that's done is allow us to apply our nature in new and faster ways. Our nature hasn't changed, though. We're still born sinners, spiritually dead, and in need of a savior just the same. And we still suffer with the same sins, envy, covetousness, anger, greed, and lust, just the same. You know, whether we're cooking our food over an open flame in the first century or ordering Uber Eats on our phone today, we still deal with gluttony because our nature is the same. So because our natures are the same, the solutions are the same. And consider how Jesus quieted the doubters here. Yes, he's done miracles. He's healed the sick, he's raised the dead to life, but not here. He's done none of that here with these men. With these men, he corrects their misconceptions or misunderstandings of the world around them with the truth. You know, so how do we deal with questions or issues surrounding, let's say, the LGBTQ community in our day? Well, with the truth of God's word. What about the trans movement that's gaining steam? With the truth of God's word. Well, you know, what about how greedy and idolatrous of material goods we've become? That's right, the truth of God's word. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 says, "For I, the Lord, do not change." And in Hebrews 13, verse 8, it says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." So man's nature hasn't changed. The sins we deal with haven't changed. They just come in different forms. But since God hasn't changed, as we just read, the answers and solutions haven't changed either.
That's right. God's word is the answer, and it's where we get wisdom in how to handle our circumstances today. I wish every time I responded to those in sin and pride, I could just diffuse the attacks or arguments like Jesus did. People today don't know when to stop, though, and they don't really care what others think. The scribes here did care, and they at least had some sense to keep quiet after Jesus cornered them in their schemes. But they didn't let Jesus' words penetrate their hearts. They continued with their evil plans. We don't know who will heed the words of wisdom from God's word, so we need to apply or speak it to everyone we can. It will change the lives of those who belong to God, at least.
And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 22, verse 26. "The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever."
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 20, verse 27. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all his innermost parts.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.